Hello? Is this thing on? Oh my god. I never do to the spaces. One sec. Piano. This is now a Twitter space. Okay.
You can use the chat on the
piano stream. Trying to open it. Using my laptop right now. Hello? Yes, we can hear.
Oh, yay! It's on. Yay, yippee! Hi, everyone. Hello.
Yellow. The music in the starting thing was kind of nice. can I have it back?
Hi, everyone. It's me, Cecilia Immigrant from Whole Life and Justice, and I have been having tech issues, TM. And then I had a crash out, and now I'm... And then I ate a little... some food. I ate, like, one of those... I don't know what they're called. Knäcke board. It's like cracker. Cracker bread.
And some tomato. And it'll all be okay. Hopefully. Oh god, my laptop's running out of internet. Not internet. Power. Where's my cable?
Oh, there. Beep, 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 beep. One second. Okay, plug it in.
Okay, I don't often do Twitter spaces. I think this is my second Twitter space ever.
Oh, please. Don't worry, watch people as long as it takes. Thank you!
Yeah, I'm gonna have to fix this. I'm gonna have to get out early tomorrow. Because there's a stream too. One with the bay. Ah! And then I don't know if I can make the piano stream tomorrow night. But I'll 100% do it on Wednesday, be able to do it on Wednesday night. But I'll keep you updated. So maybe the stream will be tomorrow night instead of Wednesday night.
But yay! Twitter space, yay!
I think I did one once when we were in the Far East. I do have... Wait, let me move this. What is this connected to? Internet? No. That's not... Okay. Okay, it still works. Okay. Yeah, I tried a bunch of stuff, and I, like, connect my PC to my laptop and everything, but it just wasn't working. But I do have my piano. But I have no idea how bad the audio is with Twitter space, Twitter phone audio, so. Can you hear this? We can hear it? Oh, not terrible.
Okay. Let me get a different chair. Well, the thing is with Twitter, I can't play, like, anime songs because perms work differently, but... You can do a tiny bit of improvisation. Yeah. One sec. Rolling up my sleeves!
Oops.
Cecilia, am I going to improvisation in major? It's never been done before.
Yeah, I prepared some songs for today for the stream, but like I said, I can't play them.
But I can play classical music. But the only one I have sheet music for is this one, I think. Oh god, the fan of my laptop. Wait, let me put the mic. Maybe here?
Oh, I can still hear that then.
The mic's really. The fan is really loud of this laptop.
Squid, squid. I don't know what else I have. That's classical.
I should sort these. Oh, I can play like the first three notes of this one. Let me see. 22, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. I can't play this very well, but I can try. Can you still hear okay with the thing that I put there? All three notes! Okay, I think so. Because no one shouted.
I can't hear! I can't hear shit!
Okay. Thank you.
I never realized it ends so sad. Why is it so sad, huh?
Huh? Why are you so sad? Why?
That was the Satie, Eric Satie. Première, j'aime le petit. Okay, this one I really can't play, but I'll do a couple bars. Bars! Oops. It's a lot of bees. Okay. Oops.
Page. No.
Did this? 60. Oh, I found it.
Hi.
Dun. Sorry. This is really hard. I'm also omitting like half of the notes. Going. Oh no! Did we see? Don't listen! And then he goes crazy. I can't play this. Let me just play the last bar. And ends open? No.
Okay, that makes more sense.
I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But I was in the wrong hand.
Yay, that's Claire de Lune, or what it, you know, that's like a couple bars of Claire de Lune. Yippee!
Another Chopin. Oh, I don't recognize this. Okay, let me try.
jump out.
It's that was Chopin. Prelude. Prelude. Prelude of what? Oh, I don't know.
Let's try. I think this is my last classical piece I have. Sheet music off. we'll try. Confusing.
Okay.
Okay. Did you notice the Jimno PD kind of sounds like Zelda? I guess it's the same key. Mm-hmm. Head empty. Enough piano licensing for me right now. Let me grab the phone back.
So yeah, I think sorry guys for moving the stream again. Sorry for being crashing out, but thank you for your kind words and thank you for listening to me plink and plonk on my piano. And hopefully I can do a proper stream very soon. Hopefully I can fix this for the stream tomorrow as well. Thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you very soon. Let me read the chat properly. Thank you. Don't worry. You think I do? Nah, it just sucks. I mean, you know, it happens, obviously. I guess it's just been bad luck upon bad luck, and I've been kind of frustrated. But I'm sure it'll fix itself. Well, not this tech stuff, I'll have to fix that, but like the bad luck. It's just how it is sometimes when you want to do something and my god, you get frustrated. I think if yesterday hadn't happened, then I wouldn't have been so annoyed. But yeah, at least we had a small thing now. And then, because I also have a lot of stuff I wanted to do this week, a lot of streams, so hopefully everything's gonna work. Out! The light goes out! Out! The light goes out! Ha! The light goes out! Out! The light goes out! Ha! When I had some tomato mozzarella, maybe I'll have proper dinner too. Or maybe not. I bought these freaking clementines and they started molding in 2 days. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy. Why would they do that to me personally? Why would they attack me like that? Usually they last like weeks, a week or two at least. Well, I say usually, I don't buy fruit very often. I love fruit, but I don't buy it very often because I'm really bad at telling when fruit is good or not. So I always buy stuff that's like broken. Same with avocados. Or I buy like, let's say I buy peaches or whatever, and then they're not ripe. Or pears. I mean, a lot of fruit I feel like you can buy and then you let them ripen a little bit while waiting, and then you can still eat them. But since I want instant gratification, that doesn't really work for me. Exception is bananas and apples. I feel like bananas and apples, no matter what, they always work. They're always fine, you know? Sorry, I touched the piano with my foot because I'm spinning myself on my chair. And, well, I can't do this while streaming because I can't spin while streaming, but now I'm holding my hand and my phone in my hand. So that's... Also, I had like an old phone somewhere and I wanted to use that for my phone because this is my streaming phone, but I can't find it. The world is a cruel place. A cruel place! Spin tweet! So yeah, and then my clementines broke. Let me see. And then yesterday when I was working on some stuff and I was finishing things up, and then I plucked out one of the USB cables and the plate that was laying here fell down. The plate broke! And the thing is, like, you know, plates breaking is fine, but I live in a rental unit and this unit was like furnished and everything, so the plates aren't even mine. So I feel bad when I break these freaking plates. Everything sucks. Everything's stupid. Oh well. But it's okay. It's just a plate. They'll understand. Okay, I'll buy them a new plate. I should buy them like the ugliest plates I can find. I mean, to be fair, these are really old plates, you know, where the paint, not the paint, but like the paint on it is kind of faded. The pattern. I saw plates the other day. I've never had like my own. You know how people that have their life together, they have like matching plates with cutlery and stuff? I saw some in the stores the other day and I was like, maybe it's time. maybe it's time for me to buy some plates. But then again, I don't know. Plates are just plates. They're just a sandwich for your food. A train for your food. Train for your thoughts. So yeah. And then some other stuff went wrong. It's fine. But it's just like, it's so frustrating because... I mean, some of it is my fault because I'm stupid, but some of it is, like, outside of my control. And the outside of my control ones kind of frustrate me. Okay, wow, she's venting. Okay. Yeah, those are my thoughts. So the last couple weeks have been kind of rough. Because just, I don't know, I've been streaked with bad luck. And only stupid things happen. And I've been trying my best. And then today I crashed. Crashed out. I was like, everything sucks. The luck gods hate me. This will be okay. This too will pass. And then we'll go back to having lots of fun. Because I like having fun. Wow, she's so different. She likes having fun. Wow, she's... Yeah, it's depressing, especially because it, like, fell on my birthday. All these terrible things. I mean, this week at least was only, like, small inconveniences. I mean, this is a pretty annoying inconvenience, but at the end of the day, you know, it's fixable. The last couple weeks were some things. It's not, like, streaming stuff, it's just personal stuff. It's kind of frustrating. And the timing just wasn't right. But... November's almost over. And then it's Christmas season! Can you believe it, guys? Christmas! Just a week away! Also, I've noticed the last time I did a Twitter space and when I listen to other people doing a Twitter space, it always sounds like they have a lisp. And I wonder why. Do I sound like I have a lisp?
Lisp. But yeah, I hope Christmas will be fun. And next year there's a lot of fun. This might gonna be my first FES. I'm really excited for FES. Just a week away. Can you believe it, guys? Christmas. Just a week away.
Yeah, I wonder why it sounds like a lisp. Or the quality of the audio, maybe. Yeah, it's really strange. It sounds so stupid. Maybe. I don't know. Because I feel like when you're on the phone with someone with an iPhone. Actually, I don't know if I've been on a phone with an iPhone very often. But I feel like it sounds normal. So I do wonder what the problem is with Twitter Spaces. Maybe it's my phone cover.
I have a really cute cover. It has like liquid inside. I don't know if you... It's like...
It's really thick. It's kind of heavy, actually.
But it's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christmas. I like Christmas. I'm not like a Christmas celebrator in that sense, but I do like Christmas. 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 Just a week away. Can you believe it, guys? Christmas. Just a week away. Yeah. And then I'm also working on some things where the luck gods have not been in my favor, but it's okay. Slow and steady wins the race. Words can never hurt me. And I like Christmas because then they have like Christmas markets, and I really like maroons in English. Maroons. Golden Compass watch along. Heck yeah.
Have you ordered a new smartphone yet?
No.
Because I have one somewhere. Just haven't found it. And like I put my SIM card in this one. That's why I have internet right now. That's what I'm using. On this phone right now. And I do have like a phone. The one that I had before. The phone that I had that broke. It's like a Sony... I always forget its name. It's like one of the smallest phones. It's like really thin. It's like not a normal form factor. Sony Xperia? Is it Xperia? Maybe? But it's dead.
It's dead, Jim!
I'm thinking about trying to get it fixed just so that I can have the data. Because I didn't back up my data. Okay. I'll tell you a secret. When I was a mentally smaller automaton, I was like super into cyber, like data safety. And I would never save anything. I would never use any real things for logging in. Every single account I had was allegedly wrong. And I would never like log on to stuff. I would always use, you know, VPNs and all of that jazz. I've gotten lazy, so I don't really care about it anymore. But there's like something about me where I don't want to have anything on my phone. Because like, if it's on my computer, if someone breaks in here and steals my computer, I'm kind of like, you know what, just have it then. At that point, just take it, I don't care. But my phone, I can lose very easily.
And then you can get all that data.
Actually, can you? I don't know. I guess you can't. Yeah, you can. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I'm not very well known. I'm not well informed about it. I'm just paranoid. And it's so stupid, too. Because what am I scared of? No, don't use my data for marketing. No. No, not customized advertisement for me. No, please. Say it ain't so. But for some reason, it's like this weird thing that I have from years ago. And it just stuck. Yeah, that's why I don't have. That's why I didn't have online banking for the longest time, because I was like, no. But then I kept getting fucking paper things. What is it called? You know, the stuff that the bank sends you, because I didn't have online banking, even though it was very normal to have online banking. So then they would always send me post, and then I was like, what am I? Stop it. And then it said, oh, if you wanted to stop, you're going to have to click on it on the online thing. And I'm like, no. But then I finally did it. Actually, I'm really proud of myself because yesterday there was something that I had to pay for. Pretty expensive something. So like a big payment. and international. So I guess I could have done a bank transfer, but it was easier to use one of those services, you know, like PayPal. I didn't use PayPal, but something like PayPal. And then I sat down and I was like, no, because my biggest struggle in life is putting in like my card information online. Not even because of the data thing, but just because I get so, it's like my personal hell. Like sitting there and putting in numbers. I like numbers in theory, but having to put in all everything and then it sends you an SMS and then you have to like say, okay. It's just, I don't know. It's so stupid, but it's my personal hell. It's like the one thing I can't do. You know, the one Zoomer thing I can do. I can take phone calls. I can call. I can ask people for help. No problem. Putting in my card information anywhere. I die. But I sat down and I did it. And it was great. It was a character development. It's so silly. It's also like whenever I want to buy something, like the other day I found this really cute, actually, I think Shiori sent it to me. Shiori sent me this like really cute backpack and I really wanted to buy it. And I was like, oh, I should buy this. And I went on the website, I like put it in my cart, and then I stared at the checkout screen and then I procrastinated it for like a month. And then I finally bought it. And probably it's gonna arrive for Christmas. So that's gonna be a Christmas present for myself. But yeah, my character flaw, my biggest flaw. Putting in card information. Yeah. Oh well. Oh well. It's okay. At least I'll get it. I don't know why. It's like, I feel like forms and stuff, I'm not that bad. It's just, but on the other hand, it's really good. Because otherwise, I remember when I was a mentally little automaton and I lived with my parents, I would often buy stuff online. And then I would like make my mom do it. I'm like, I want this. And she's like, are you sure? Are you sure you want this? Isn't this a waste of money? And I'm like, it's my money. I'll do what I want. Because I had a job. I had a part-time job. I'll do whatever I want. And then I bought all this junk. And then once I moved out, I stopped because I didn't want to put in the card information. So it's like a miracle. Is she good with money? No, she's just fucking lazy. Yeah, better than the opposite. Yeah, I guess. It's true. Okay. Well, that's... And I think it's kind of funny because my automaton brother, he has, like, he's good with money, whatever, you know, he's a mature, independent adult, but he buys a lot of clothes. Like, he always buys clothes and, like, backpacks. He's like, a million backpacks, a million shoes. And then whenever I visit my parents, they're like, oh, you wear like that too, right? You wear like that too. And I'm like, no, I've left that life behind me. Not anymore. And then they start getting concerned. Also, for some reason, okay, the thing is like when traveling, right? Not anymore because now I'm like a little bit closer to my parents. But for a while, I lived pretty far away. So I had to travel long distances to get to them. So whenever I went there for like a weekend, I would just wear, you know, I would bring up a couple of clothes and I would always wear the same things because I would always wear the same pair of pants. I would always bring like one pair of pants and one skirt. And it got to a point where we saw each other for like years. And they sat me down and were like, are you okay? Why do you only have one pair of pants? And I was like, wait, no, these are really comfortable. You don't understand. The thing is like when you're traveling, and you don't have a lot of space, you need something that you can wear while traveling, you can wear while going out, you know, so it needs to be something very versatile. And a baggy pants, pair of pants is perfect. And then I have a pretty skirt if I want to dress up, and then I have like my two outfits. They're like, are you okay? You? And I would always never bring like pajamas and stuff. I would just take that from them. And socks. 99% of my socks are not mine. I have stolen them. Sorry, guys. They're like, are you okay? No, well, I think when you travel, also often I would bring my violin. And then that is my one hand luggage, right? So then I have even less. And I never did check-in luggage because I hate going to the airport early. I want to be like last minute. So then I would only have a small suitcase and the violin, and the violin would be the hand luggage. So then I have even less, you know? So then it's easier that way to just have your two outfits. It's just like that really old, oh my God, what was it? The Jenna Marbles video when she goes, I have three looks and that's it. And she thinks about having three looks and that's it. Yeah. Same pair of clothes and one violin. It's true. Autumn socks. Yeah, we had autumn socks for 1 year anniversary, didn't we? She's just really good with money. Oh, she's just so good with it. I don't know. I'm really bad with money in theory, but I'm not because I'm stupid. I've always struggled with materialistic goods. Like, when I break something, I'm like, oh. You know the meme of, what's her name? Wendy? Okay, it's kind of macabre, but someone goes like, oh, they passed away. And then she goes, oh, they passed away? It's like the most inauthentic sadness I've heard in my entire life. Oh. So yeah, when something breaks, you know, obviously I feel bad, but I don't really think about it that much. Which is stupid, because, you know, I grew up very stingy and very, like, frugal. And it stayed that way, but only because of coincidence. Coincidence? I think not. Okay, well, that's me rambling. Thank you very much for listening. Aw, shucks. I'll try my very best. And hopefully I can fix everything for tomorrow. Gotta wake up early. And now I'll get some food. Maybe. Or maybe I'll take a bath. A relaxing bath. But yeah, sorry again. Thank you for being patient. I'll see you all tomorrow. Hopefully, if not, Wednesday. Yes. Worst case, I can buy, like, one of those. I don't even know. We had these in the Far East. It's like Wi-Fi boxes. Okay. Well, I'll see you soon. No, actually, that's not. I think it's just my router. Okay. Well, anyways, I'll definitely be able to fix it tomorrow. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm 90% sure. 95% sure. Unless I get hit by a car, which I won't. Don't worry. I'm very durable. Okay, thanks everyone. See you very soon. Are you leaving the place to space up? I think so. Maybe. Now I don't know. I think so. Okay, bye everyone. Bye-bye. I'm waving. Bye. Don't jinx it. No, I would never. Bye. Don't worry. Bye. Bye. See you soon, Otomos. Bye. How do I end this? Oh, there. How do I end this? There's an end button. Okay, bye. Say bye to Lispy Cecilia. Okay, bye. End. End scene. Oh, it's asking me. End space and stop recording. You want to end the space and stop? Yes, end. Yes, and what? End scene.